with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect for breakfast. Like buy a sausage burrito and add a sausage McMuffin for a dollar. Get more than you expect with new McValue at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Glow With It podcast. And if you are new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, and self-growth. So before we get into today's episode, let me just set the scene for you really quickly. I am having a solo self-care night. I just did my everything shower. I did my skincare. I made myself a glass of my Sleepy Girl mocktail, which if you haven't heard or seen me talk about it, where have you been? I've literally been talking about it everywhere. I talked about it on my Instagram, on my YouTube channel. I shared a recipe a few podcasts ago. I was talking about it as well. So I just made myself a glass of that and I moisturized my body. I have my pajamas on and I am cozy in bed recording this episode. That's not usually the vibe that I'm on when I'm recording. It's usually like really early in the morning in my office with an iced coffee by my side, but we're changing up the vibes for today's episode, which I think are very fitting. We're just having a chill, low-key self-care night to ourselves, which I think is so needed from time to time, especially if you are in a relationship, you live with your significant other, or whatever the case is. Quality time by yourself is so essential for your personal growth, your well-being, your self-care, at least I believe in my opinion. So I'm very much enjoying my time right now. But today we are talking about goal setting and vision boards for the new year. I've been doing intentional goal setting and making vision boards every single year for the last, I want to say like 6-7 years. And if you guys saw my vision board versus reality post that I posted both on my Instagram and my TikTok, then you probably have seen that I have achieved a lot of what was on my vision board this year. And I have had years where I've achieved nothing from my vision board and the goals that I set for myself. And I've had years like this year where I have achieved quite a bit and crossed off a lot of my goals. And I've learned a thing or two when it comes to how to create effective goals and how to create a vision board that actually creates results in your life. So today I wanted to talk about that, just share my tips on what I do to set goals that I'm able to achieve and little tips and tricks on how I make my vision board. And in my opinion, I think this is what makes them effective. So that's kind of the gist of today's episode. I think it's perfect timing right before the new year. And yeah, I'm really excited. So before we get into that though, I do want to share my current obsessions of the week. I think I talked about this in my last episode that I want to start doing like my current obsessions of the week before we get into the main topic of the episode. And the first obsession that I've had this week has been luxury coffee shops. So I recently discovered this new coffee shop that opened up downtown recently. It's called Fleet Coffee, and I believe they actually have several locations in Texas as well. I know I have a lot of Texas listeners. If you haven't been to Fleet Coffee, go there. I don't know what the vibe is like at the other coffee shops, but the location that I went to, it was the vibe. Okay, you may have seen it on my socials, but the aesthetic and the vibe of this coffee shop is absolutely everything. And I'm someone who is heavily impacted by my environment, the energy, aesthetics, the people, the vibe in general. It's all really, really important to me. And I feel like that's why I'm just so intentional about my space and where I choose to spend my time, where I choose to go, who I choose to surround myself with, and things like that. And I've found in certain environments and in certain spaces, I feel extremely inspired, motivated, creative versus other types of environments, I might feel the complete opposite, which is why, again, I'm really intentional with the places and spaces that I choose to go to. So I actually went to this coffee shop twice this past week, and I went to plan out my 2024 goals. Let me just say that planning my yearly goals in a luxury coffee shop just hit completely differently in the best way. Being in a very elevated environment around like-minded people and brainstorming and thinking of my goals for the new year, I just felt like the potential of what's possible is limitless. I felt so expansive. I found myself thinking bigger and better. So if you haven't yet made your 2024 goals or your intentions, highly recommend doing so in a nice coffee shop, in a nice area, and just taking in the vibes. The vibes are so important, okay? They're not just this superficial thing. They actually do matter. Energy matters. And I just have to reiterate how expansive and inspired and motivated I felt writing down my goals in just such a luxe environment and in a very elevated space that was so beautiful and aesthetically nice. Make it your goal this week to find a new luxury coffee shop to go to and just set your goals or write down your intentions for the new year and really see how that makes you feel. My second obsession this week has been taking a morning meditation walk or morning prayer walk. So I've been adding a morning walk to my morning routine in addition to like my workout. And depending on what I feel I need that day, I'll either walk without listening to anything and just kind of connecting with myself, letting my thoughts wander and just getting in touch with my intuition. Or sometimes I'll do like a meditation walk, or I'll even listen to like a motivational video. But it's been really nice to start my day with a little bit of movement, getting some sun, and just getting my mind right before jumping into a busy day. I feel so awake and ready to take on the day. So that's been really nice to start my mornings with. And it's definitely something that I want to take advantage of and keep doing, especially before it's summertime. Because once it's summertime, I don't know if I'll be able to do that. But I've been very much enjoying a little morning meditation moment. So the third thing that I've been obsessed with this week are these new wellness supplements that I just received. So part of my prepare for 2024 plan is to focus on elevating my health and wellness. And I recently added some new supplements into my daily wellness routine. And they're both by the same brand. I believe it's pronounced Sarah and Matina. I might be butchering that, but it's S-E-R-A and M-A-T-T-I-N-A. Sarah and Matina, I think that's how that's pronounced. But I added two different supplements into my routine. So the first supplement that I've been taking is in the morning, and it's called Glow With Your Gut. And this is a pre, pro, and postbiotic supplement. And this pre, pro, and postbiotic supplement is geared in helping promote healthy gut and a balanced microbiome. It also claims to minimize fine lines and encourages collagen production, also with skin hydration, clarity, elasticity, and it also reduces effects of UV damage and free radicals on the skin. Of course, I haven't been taking it long enough to see if these are the results that I will get, but I really have been enjoying it. And then in the evening, I take another supplement. This one's called Rest and Digest. I actually just took it right before I had my Sleepy Girl mocktail, and I'm honestly feeling so relaxed right now. I feel like the way that I'm talking is super like slow and zen. I feel like I already talk pretty slow and chill, but I'm like on another level of chill right now. But this one is supposed to help with reducing bloating and any discomfort around your digestion. It also is supposed to help support a deep, restful sleep, which I'm definitely feeling. And it also promotes natural melatonin and serotonin production. And this is also supposed to help reduce anxiety and stress for balanced cortisol levels, which is something that I am needing to work on ever since I got off birth control. I feel like my cortisol levels have been off. So that's been something that I've been actively working on. So I love that this helps reduce that, because high cortisol levels affects so many other things like weight gain, skin, things like that. Again, these are both by the same brand, Sarah and Matina. And just a little sneak peek of what's to come next year, I'm actually going to be interviewing the owner of this brand next year. So we have a whole podcast episode coming out soon on wellness, balancing your hormones, supplements, all the things. So I'm really excited for that, but I really have been enjoying these products, and I'll be sure to give an update once I've taken them a little bit longer. I'll link these down below if you guys are interested in checking them out and adding them into your wellness routine. This is not sponsored or anything like that. I just genuinely am excited about these products, so I wanted to share them with you guys. But my last obsession of this week has been being creative. I feel like I'm in such a creative era right now, from creating content and also trying out different content styles to my outfits, vision boarding, mood boarding. I feel like this time of year is so extremely busy for a lot of us, and there's no time to just relax, be creative, let your imagination wander. But I definitely have been carving out time to do that, especially going into the new year. This is the time when I do want to slow down a little bit mentally, just so I can get clarity on what I want my vision to look like for 2024, and really brainstorm and dream big and do all the things so that I can step into the new year with clarity. So I've been extra creative lately, and I've been loving it, and I'm just riding the wave while it's here, because creativity is definitely something that flows in and out. If you're a creative person like myself, I'm sure you can resonate as well. So when it's here, I'm definitely taking advantage of it as much as I can. So those have been my current obsessions of this week. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Okay, so I first want to get into some goal setting tips that I apply when setting my goals for the new year, or whenever I'm setting goals in general. But I know that there are specific goal setting styles like SMART goals or goal mapping and things like that, but I honestly like to take a more intuitive and simple approach, which I feel like that's my approach with most things in life. So the first thing that I do or focus on when I'm setting goals is to first get in touch with my intuition. Before I start even writing things down, making plans, doing all that, I first like to get my mind, my spirit right. So what I'll do weeks leading up to the new year, I try to allow time for myself to just think, dream, have more self-reflective quiet time. I find in these moments of stillness, I'm able to hear certain messages come to me. I'm able to connect more to my intuition. And as you know, our intuition is our guiding compass in life. And sometimes you might be surprised at what your intuition is guiding you to do. My intuition has previously guided me to move to a different state when that was never a thought in my mind beforehand. It's what led me to pivot in my career from being a full-time life coach to now a full-time content creator. And it's also led so many other decisions and moves in my life that have led me exactly where I want to be. And so some ways that I've been tapping into my intuition more have been going on my morning walks, like I just talked about. I've also been enjoying eating food without any distractions. So usually I like to watch like YouTube or even scroll on social media, but lately I've been enjoying going out to my balcony and having lunch out there and just like sitting, enjoying the view, enjoying the weather, eating my food. And I have found that I have really deep downloads during my lunchtime when I'm just out there by myself, and also in meditation and prayer and in journaling as well. That's when I get really intuitive, deep, insightful downloads and messages that I would otherwise not receive if I did not allow time and space for those thoughts to come in. The way that I like to look at tapping into my intuition or like being able to receive downloads is, let's say you're waiting on a phone call, a really important phone call. In order to receive that phone call, one, you have to have your phone on, right? You have to have your phone charged. You have to have your phone not on do not disturb. You have to make sure that you're not on the other line so that you can receive that phone call when it comes. So that's just like a little analogy that I like to use when I'm talking about like tapping into your intuition more, is you have to give time and space for things to come in, for your intuition to be heard. And a perfect example of this is when I was on one of my walks recently, I received a message that was clear as day that said, "You're dreaming too small, you need to start dreaming bigger." And just for a little bit of context, earlier that day, I had started the process of brainstorming my 2024 goals, and a lot of my goals felt safe. I knew that I could easily accomplish them within a year. They weren't that challenging. So when I heard this message that I'm dreaming too small and I need to dream bigger, I knew that was my intuition saying, girl, stop playing it safe. What would you really love to happen, experience, or accomplish if you had full faith and certainty that it will happen? So I listened to that and I readjusted my goals to be a little bit more ambitious, a little bit bigger, and a lot more nerve-wracking. But I think pushing outside of our comfort zones is the only way we can really grow and see what we're made of. So now that I'm looking at my 2024 goals, I'm so much more excited and I feel expansive. That's like the word that keeps coming to mind, is expansive. Whereas before, I felt like I was kind of playing it safe. I was staying in my comfort zone of where I'm currently at, but now I'm like shooting for even bigger and even better. So step number one when setting goals is listening to your intuition, making space and room for downloads to come in and really get in touch with what your higher self is calling you to do and how it's wanting you to show up. My second tip when creating goals is doing a mind map or like a brain dumping session. So I briefly mentioned this in one of my most recent episodes. Before I set any clear-cut goals, I first have to do a big brain dump for each different category in my life of goals that I want to focus on. So physical, mental, career, spiritual, financial, relationships, so on and so forth. And for each category, I'll just do a huge brain dump of whatever I've been thinking about, feeling, ideas, everything. And I just write it all down. I have to physically get everything that's in my mind out onto paper before I can actually start even thinking about goals, because before I do that, everything's kind of like jumbled up in my mind and I'm constantly getting ideas. I'm constantly getting new inspiration. So I want to make sure that I'm actually paying attention to everything that's coming to me. And the way that I do that is by doing a big brain dump. So I do that. And then my next step in setting my goals is to refine and align. So I like to look at my big brain dumping session that I just did. And I like to look at, okay, what here truly aligns with me? What doesn't? Because not everything that you write in your brain dumping session will end up being a goal. Sometimes we just like the idea of something, but when it comes down to it, it's not something that you actually want to create as a goal, or maybe it's not the right time, or it's just doesn't align with you. I kind of like to do a process of elimination, if you will. So I'll go in and just cross out the things that I'm like, this is cool, but this is not really what I want to focus on right now, or actually this isn't a goal that I see for myself. And then I look at what I have left and I ask myself, where can I combine similar goals? Because sometimes I'll have very similar goals written down, but they'll just be worded in a different way. So for example, maybe for a financial goal, let's say that I wrote, I want to add a new stream of income. And then I also wrote that I want to make at least 10K a month. Well, I can combine those two goals into one by making it a goal of making 10K a month with multiple streams of income. So just find where you can refine similar goals, make them a little bit more simple into one versus having like a million goals that are similar to one another. And then once I have kind of like a good handful of goals that are refined and aligned, that is when I like to get clear on my why behind each goal. I've talked about this in a lot of my previous goal setting episodes that I do like every year. Your why behind what you're doing behind your goals that you're setting is so important, because achieving a goal is not going to be easy. It's not going to be simple, but having a very powerful, a very meaningful why is what's going to keep you going even in times of difficulty. Sometimes when we ask ourselves, why do I want to achieve this goal? We find that there really isn't a deeper meaning to why we want what we want. And I'm not saying that every single goal that you have has to be like this super purposeful, meaningful, life-changing type of goal. But I do think it's important to have goals that are not so superficial, because again, when times get hard, when things get difficult, if you're why isn't strong enough, you're most likely to just give up on the goal. And secondly, if a goal really isn't that meaningful to you, you don't want to waste time and energy working towards something if it really isn't going to bring you happiness or fulfillment. A lot of times we set certain goals for ourselves, not because we really want to achieve them or they mean anything to us, but because it's what society tells us our goals should be, what our family wants for us, what we see our friends doing, and then we achieve that goal. And in the end, we're not happy, we're miserable, and we feel like we've wasted so much time for nothing. So to avoid that, get clear on your why. Why are you working towards your goal? What is it going to do for you once you achieve it? What is it going to mean to you? And things like that. And then once you get clear on your why, I think it's really important to create a tangible action plan for each goal in each area. So this is where I like to get a little bit of the SMART goals concept into play. I like to just make a clear step-by-step action plan of point A to point Z and what I need to do in order to get to the end of my goal. And creating an detailed action plan makes my goals feel so much more manageable and tangible. I can focus on one step at a time, and every time I cross off one step, I just feel that much closer to my goal. And my last tip, which also has been super effective in helping me reach my goals or just changing my mindset when it comes to working on my goals in general, has been focusing on my effort versus the actual outcome. So in a perfect world, we would all like to achieve our goals and dreams, but at the end of the day, there are only certain things that we can control. One of the things being the effort that we put in towards our goals. Sometimes when we focus too much on the outcome, we can fall into this mindset of thinking that you're failing unless you've achieved your goal. But let's say that one of your goals is to get promoted at your job. Realistically, you can't control when and if you get promoted, but you can control the effort you put in order to get promoted at work. So whether it's your work ethic, learning new skills, asking for feedback, being a team player, exceeding work expectations, things like that, that is something that you can control, but you can't actually control the moment you get promoted or when it happens or if it happens. And this is something that I'm still working on myself, but this simple shift has done wonders for my mental health, my confidence, and just how I feel about my goals. I no longer feel like I'm failing at them, because I know that as long as I'm putting effort towards my goals, I'm making progress, and my effort matters more than the outcome. Okay, so now I want to get into vision boards. I think what made my vision board this year so effective was, one, I was so specific and detailed as possible with my photos. I didn't just choose random photos that I thought were cute. I picked photos that really resonated with me and also represented the goal that I was aiming for. And I even went as far as to Photoshop my name or my face in certain photos so that it felt more real every time I looked at it. And a tip that I picked up on TikTok recently is choosing point of view photos when it comes to your vision board, which I think is an amazing tip. And it's something that I applied this year when choosing photos for my 2024 vision board. So what I mean by point of view photos, let's say one of your goals for 2024 is to travel a lot. Choose photos that you would personally take if you were doing that thing. So maybe taking a photo of the outside view from your plane window, or taking a photo of you laying at the beach looking out into the ocean. You want photos that make you feel like you're actually experiencing that thing instead of looking at someone experiencing it, if you know what I mean. A tip that I have is if you're looking for specific photos on Pinterest, type in the thing that you're looking for and then at the end add POV for point of view or add aesthetic. I find that when I use those keywords, I find photos that are a point of view type of photo and that make me feel like I'm there experiencing that thing, or represent photos that I would personally take if I had achieved that goal or experienced that thing or whatever it is. So that is an amazing tip. I wish I could remember the creator that I learned this tip from, but it was on TikTok. So credit to that creator for that. So when it comes to making vision boards, of course, be specific and detailed as possible. Choose the right photos. Make sure they align with your specific goals that you set beforehand. When it comes to actually crafting my vision board, I like to do both a digital and a physical one. I know people prefer one or the other, but I have to have both a physical one in my office where I can see it every day. And then I like to make a digital one so that I can have it as the background on my computer and my phone. I just need to be able to see my vision board everywhere all the time. That's why I do both versions. But when it comes to actually making my vision board, I first like to make sure the vibes are right. We're all about the vibes this episode, but I want to make sure I feel good energetically. Maybe I'll play some like feel good music or even high frequency music on while I'm making my actual vision board. And I also like to set some intentions before starting as well. Sometimes I'll say like, I welcome everything on my vision board and or something even better to come into fruition in divine timing and perfect order. Just something to really set the tone for what I'm doing for my vision board for the year, and really just make sure everything is aligned and energetically right. I just think setting intentions before doing anything, whether you're setting intentions before going on a date or before going into a job interview or making a vision board, setting intentions is so powerful and so important. So I like to make sure the vibes are right. I like to make sure my intentions are set. And then of course I just have fun creating my vision board, being creative, and just enjoying the process, because it's also a really fun therapeutic project, at least I find. So that's kind of my process for creating my vision board as well as setting my goals. And I really hope that you guys enjoyed these little tips and little tricks that I've learned along the way from creating successful and unsuccessful goals and vision boards. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. As a final reminder, be sure to check out our sponsors for this episode. The links to everything will be in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, I would also appreciate if you could screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you for listening, or simply share this episode with anyone who you think may need to hear these tips and tricks. And if you haven't already, I would so appreciate if you could leave a 5-star review so that more people can discover this podcast and our beautiful, wonderful community. That is all I have to say, my loves. My rest and digest supplements are kicking in, as well as this Sleepy Girl mocktail, so I got to go. But as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
Thank you. with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.